This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January 17th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verses 22 to 25. It says there, "So get rid of your old self, which made you live as you used to." The old self that was being destroyed by its deceitful desires. Your hearts and minds must be made completely new, and you must put on the new self, which is created in God's likeness and reveals itself in the true life that is upright and holy. End of quote. We learned yesterday that you must cooperate with the Holy Spirit whom God gave inside you. When you become a child of God, and until you depart from this world in death or by rapture at the time of the appearance of Jesus Christ in the clouds, you have two pulls inside you, the old flesh and the newly planted Holy Spirit. The old self and the new self is the reality of all believers in Jesus Christ. The old self has deceitful and fleshly desires, and the result would be final destruction. However, you must put on the new self created by the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. The result is you would become more like Jesus Christ, upright and righteous. Whom you would feed would grow inside you and become stronger. You must consistently feed the Holy Spirit and not the flesh if you want to grow spiritually and become all God wants you to become. The result would be more spiritual fruit and less of fleshly actions. You see, the choice is yours. No one else can play a part in this matter, although others can help, teach, counsel you based on the truths of the Bible. At the end of the day, you have one life here on this earth now, and you make the choice whom you would allow to grow inside you, flesh or the Holy Spirit. Beloved, you do nothing for your salvation, the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. You get when you receive the gift from God by accepting Jesus as your Savior and Lord. You didn't do nothing from your side to obtain your salvation, forgiveness, and eternal life. However, the Bible says spiritual growth is a matter of your consistent effort to become more like Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit and the Word of God, the Bible, are the catalysts for the achievement of spiritual growth. Spiritual growth means you grow in the Holy Spirit who is given to you at the time of your acceptance of Jesus Christ. It also does mean you make the best effort not to grow in your fleshly desires. Less of flesh and more of the Holy Spirit is what spiritual growth is all about. In other words, you do not just wait in idle, hoping spiritual growth would happen one day. You see, you have the provision of the Holy Spirit inside you. He will help you to grow for sure. However, you must cooperate with Him to make the growth happen. Bible says you must follow after and pursue the things of God. It also says make every effort in the epistles. And it also says you be diligent in your effort to grow. Our insight says you must get rid of the old self and put on the new self. It takes ongoing commitment and effort from you. The Holy Spirit helps you in this process. One of the best and proven ways you can accelerate your spiritual growth in a very short period of time is by systematically studying the Bible. When you spend time reading and studying the Bible, the Holy Spirit comes along and helps you grow much faster. If you need to attend a Bible seminary that accurately and correctly teaches the Bible, then do it as soon as possible. You see, each day, each month, each year is going to make a big difference in your life. God would use what you learned later in your life in His own supernatural ways. God never wastes a student of His book. He knows exactly how to use His student in marvelous ways. Again, if you cooperate with the Holy Spirit inside you. Another way to quicken your spiritual growth is by attending a systematic Bible teaching class in a Bible teaching church. In most of the churches, they have well-trained seminary students or alumni who can help you to grow spiritually by accurately teaching the Bible. Visit a nearby Bible teaching and preaching church and inquire about Bible class sessions there. They would be happy to help you. They would be your best friends. Beloved, have you taken the first step as of yet? The first step of receiving Jesus and asking Him to forgive your sins and save you? This first step is foundational for all that God has in store for you. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I want to grow in your Holy Spirit. I pray for your help to grow spiritually. Help me to take the right steps. Help me to lean on your Holy Spirit every day and every moment of my life. Help me not to rely on the flesh and its desires. Help me to study the Bible. Help me to know you better. I believe Jesus died and rose again for all of my sins. I pray for forgiveness of all my sins, and I pray to save me now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.